down. There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 27. Hooray!
Yay! Yay!
We got a bunch of people on the podcast.
We do.
To start, I'm Tim.
Leander.
Rashid.
And with us today is...
Cliff.
And...
Olivia.
And you may remember Cliff and Olivia from the Fan Interaction podcast. They have returned. They were not scared off.
Nope.
They've returned, and they have their own... feelings and opinions and things like that. Mm-hmm. So before we get into all of what's going on with us, I will tell everybody that we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, capesandscowlspodcast.com is where you can reach us, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. Rashid is on Twitter now at
Too Many Cheetos.
Yeah, which is a good name, and I am mad_dog_Tim. And we always start every episode with what's going on in our lives, and today what is going on in our lives is sponsored by the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
Please don't rip down the shelves.
I forgot about that. Go ahead, start with that story.
That's what's been going on in our lives. So yesterday, as you know, it's new comic book day. Well, today's Thursday. So I go, just, you know, normal day in my life. Go to see Tim, one of my favorite people at the comic book shop. You know, just shooting the shit. And we get this older gentleman that, you know, we kind of greet him. He comes in, kind of starts doing his own thing. He's looking back at the wall. Me and Tim are, you know, having our conversation. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just hear the loudest crash I've ever heard in my life. And I look over. There's books everywhere.
What?
And the look in this man's eye. Tim, I haven't seen Tim's angry side that much, but I seriously thought he was going to go predator on this guy. I thought he was going to rip his skull up, like, with the spine still attached, but he didn't.
Surprise, surprise.
He kept pretty cool. I was actually surprised by that.
Yeah,
you're Zen Master right there.
I channeled it well.
I thought that was the end of that guy.
No, he was scared.
He was.
He was super scared, because how many books do you think fell on the floor?
Easily, like, 40 to, like... 50 books.
Oh, it was one of the back shelves with the new books.
It was the one that had all the Secret Wars stuff on it. Which is probably why I wasn't that angry. I'm like, that stuff's not going to sell.
It's
So
that makes more sense now.
Yeah, now that you know that.
But then we also had, you know, our day got a little bit better because we ordered from, what was the name of that place?
The grilled cheese place around the corner.
There's a grilled cheese place.
So there used to be a grilled cheese place. We don't know what the story is with them. They're not there.
Yeah.
In their... instead is now a different grilled cheese place, and it's amazing.
And they do more than grilled cheese, so we got
so good.
I got this sandwich called the whole pig yesterday.
You got the whole pig. I got the cure.
Yeah, and two awesome names.
I was like, whoa! And they drew a pig on your.
They drew a whole pig.
What? It was cool.
Yeah.
Wow. And mine had like a little cross on it, like a medical cross. The cure.
Yeah, and
these guys are geniuses.
It was only like $6 for the sandwich. Scrapple. Bacon, sausage, anything you could imagine.
Every breakfast meat was shoved into yours.
It was just,
Well, mine was the same thing, but like two less things.
Yeah.
Because of the cure.
It was divine, to say the least. Yeah.
When you've had too much of the whole pig, you go for the cure.
Exactly.
It was amazing.
It's probably the best breakfast sandwich I've had. Easily. Probably ever. Maybe ever. I want to say
maybe
ever.
I can agree that maybe ever. Yeah, it was really good. Hmm. It was insane. For the price, it was so good.
Yeah, it was like $6. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Nice. So if you're at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, you can just go right around the corner and get that grilled cheese.
Correct.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else up with you before we move to someone else?
No, you know, no strange packages or anything cool going on in my life.
No weird packages from China?
No more weird packages from China. You know, just trying to catch up on, like, my shoes. Don't do that. Like, please don't do that. Because, like, one was enough. Like, I was so scared about
it. But it's
going to
say marked in quotes. You're
Oh, okay. Yeah, nobody will ever question that.
Not suspicious. What would they even do? Would, like, they're like, who cares? We'll just process it? Or they're like, Is somebody just an asshole? Like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I feel like you can't be too safe nowadays. Like, that's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I really don't know where to go from that. Yeah, I just want to not even think about it anymore. Because, like,
yeah.
It's just dangerous waters right now.
Right.
Just don't order anything. Nope. In fear of that being mislabeled.
Right. Yeah. And ninjas will show up eventually.
Eventually.
I can take the ninjas. It's not the ninjas.
Oh, okay. Right. He's trained.
It's who the ninjas answer to, though.
Okay.
All right. Anything new with you, Leander?
What?
What? A question you ask me every single time? How dare you?
Let's see. I'm in this dilemma right now where Halloween, I hate Halloween so much.
What?
And it's all in my face every day. And so I'm trying to figure out what to do about it, so... there's two things. I don't like sweets, and I hate dressing up, that I can't do anything about that. So, I've probably dressed up once ever for Halloween, and I just didn't... The whole experience
was horrible. Were you jubilee?
No. Then I might have been had a good experience, but I didn't.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have.
Where were you, can I ask?
There's still time.
Yeah, there is time.
So, you're telling me when you were a child, you've never dressed up?
No, I wouldn't even let them.
Wow, okay.
No. Weird. And I didn't like sweets, so I was like, I'll go trick-or-treating in my normal clothes and give all my candy to my sisters. They love me. So I went to one party as an adult and had to dress up because they forced me to.
Sure.
So I went as a dead waiter, and I was pretty impressed by what I did. I actually, there's like these candy dish bowls that when you walk by them, the skeleton like laughs or whatever and makes a little hideous, scary, supposedly noise. Mm-hmm. So I emptied that out. And I got the dead stuff all over me, the blood and everything, whatever. And then I made this prop so I can have my hand up, and I had this circular dish, right? And inside the circular dish was all shot glasses instead of candy. Uh-huh. So everyone loved me. It was pretty good. There so it was go. Really fun. I had a good time. But it's just not my thing. I just don't like dressing up.
But when you dress up, good things happen.
Yeah.
It seems like it's fairly successful rate.
So.
Yeah, that's 100%.
That's 100%.
Right? Yeah. So you have to at least do it this year just to see what happens. It might be the greatest day of your life.
Maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, though. Like, what are you going to wear? What are you going to be? You know.
Drinking in costumes is just fun.
Yeah.
It is.
So many mistakes happen.
Except for when you have one of those costumes that makes it like once you have one of those like giant like masks and you have to like lift up.
Yeah, that's
and, like, stuff
exactly.
like that.
Right. Well, don't do that.
I do something more
just
practical.
Paint your face.
Usually.
Just paint your face. Yeah. I don't know how to paint my face. That's weird.
Someone else to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, this makes all so much more sense now. So maybe if I had someone around more often that was into that sort of stuff and was like, "Oh, I'll just help you get ready." I'm like, "All right, fine." You know, it's like having a mom that dresses you. I'm like, all right, fine, just put it on. So, I don't know. Halloween, overrated. We'll see how it goes. Wow. I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but it's not my thing.
Interesting. I love Halloween.
I'm kind of on board with Leander. I'm not a Halloween person.
Get out.
I don't do scary things at all. They freak me out. Nightmares.
I wish I had people that would do, like, the haunted houses with me.
See, now that is the main difference. I love fear and everything scary.
No.
In the entire universe. I will do every haunted house in America and the scary... The one
Yay,
that you
me
to,
Leander!
Yes!
Yeah.
See, the one, there you go.
The one that you have to sign a waiver, like, you might actually die for real. Like, no, seriously. I'll totally sign that waiver. I'm like, let's do it.
There you
do
go.
It. So, yes. I just want to dress up for it. Just let me go die.
I like Halloween simply because it's somebody doing the work for me. Like, you know... I can go and I can get those obscure candies that I can't really find or don't really want to buy myself. Like, I like Milk Duds, but I don't ever want to buy Milk Duds. Mm. So if I can get Milk Duds, some Butterfingers, stuff like that, you know, it kind of serves its purpose.
Yeah. Are you too old to go trick-or-treating, though?
Like, I mean, generally? Age is just a number. So.
You're never too old.
I mean, will people give me candy? Probably not. But I have a younger sister also. So I can just take her out.
All right.
Yeah, and be like, oh, it looks like there's like a razor in this. Yeah, somebody poisoned these Milk Duds. I have to take these. It's pretty easy.
All right. I can see that. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I live on the second floor, so I never have to worry about freaking trick-or-treater kids ever again. I love that part of it. So, they can't even get to my door to knock on it and annoy me, so. I also don't get telemarketers for that same reason, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to, I know. Yeah, I used to live here.
Oh my god, too much. Believe me, I wasn't ready to talk about that yet.
I thought that's what you were leading to.
I thought about it.
He doesn't segue anything.
I don't segue.
He had this great segue and he wasn't going to take it. No. He was going to come back to
it.
Later.
Like, yeah. He was like, oh no, oh no.
Yeah. Well, you tell the people. I can't. I'm still weirded out by it.
Oh, that this is the very apartment that I lived in my junior year of college.
Now I live here. I actually sleep in her bedroom now.
I know.
This is so weird.
Yeah,
so.
We were all at the comic book store yesterday, and we were figuring out where we were going for, and Leonard's like, oh, it's my place. And that's where it was, and I pointed in the direction of his apartment. He had a look like, wow, they're way too close to where it is, and he said, we had the look like, no, there's no way that's the apartment that he lives in. Turns out, exact same apartment, exact same room, although it's way nicer now than when Olivia lived here.
Yeah, oh, man. They really upgraded here, so nice. Lucky. I like living here, because it's like so close to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're like, no one really, you don't really get bothered because no one knows you're up here.
No. Mm-mm. And no one died here, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, not yet.
Good. Just that one.
You signed the waiver already. I mean, you can't get off this ride.
That's pretty awesome. So yeah, Olivia and I shared an apartment, which actually led me to what I thought was going to be a whole segment by itself, which is, thanks for the lead in. Ordinary people, superheroes. Well, we can get to that after you tell us how your days are. We can finish that later. Or we can do it now.
Well, what? Oh, are you pointing at us?
Yeah, you guys, yeah, talk about your day.
He does this.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I freak everyone out.
He started with something where I was really intrigued, and I was like, wait, no, hold on, back up.
Oh, we'll come back. We'll boomerang.
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right.
We'll boomerang
to that. We're working on our new house. It's coming along pretty good.
We just bought tile for the kitchen to redo the kitchen floor because it's kind of terrible. And then, not a story that's me exactly, but my dad, I found out today, rescued a 90-year-old woman from a burning house. Yeah, wow. Just down.
Is he a firefighter or was he just minding his business?
Him and my grandfather were driving to our house to do some work, noticed a whole bunch of smoke coming out, stopped. My grandpa thought, well, maybe it's just a fireplace. My dad said, no, there's flames shooting out of the back of that house. So they stopped, he ran up, started pounding on the door, a 90-year-old lady opens the door, stands there with an empty fire extinguisher. He's like, you should probably get out of the house. I just called the cops and the fire department, and they're on their way. So, my dad saved some old lady.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a hell of a day. That's way better than
pretty
my
awesome.
Day.
Yeah. Which boomerangs then back to my segment, which is about ordinary people superheroes, right?
Wait, we didn't hear about Tim's day?
Yeah, but now you've already boomeranged back to the idea that I was going to have earlier.
This is Leander's podcast.
Did you? Well, can you top saving an old lady?
Yeah, if you can top that.
I mean, if I lie, I can.
Let's see what you got.
He rescued too.
Yeah, let's see what you got, Tim.
No, I'm not going to lie. My day is just I have my house now. It's official. I have it. I have the keys, and I've been working on it, and it's terrible.
Whoop, whoop.
And that's it.
Welcome to being poor for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no. I mean, I have kids. I was already there.
Even more poor.
I didn't think I could get more poor, and then, it's terrible.
More poor than the sequel.
More poor
than the sequel. You know what I asked for Christmas? Already, I said, there's only one thing I want for Christmas. Oh, I want the little operation where they snip me. I want that for Christmas.
Wow.
Because we've been talking about it.
You know you're awake for that, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. Give me like a coupon in my stocking or something. I don't care. I was like, that's what I want. We've been talking about it. And I'm like, we're never going to do it. I said, so I'm asking for it for Christmas.
You're also less likely to get testicular cancer, right? So that's good.
I mean, you know.
It's a bonus.
How much cancer can I have?
Stop it. You're immune now, right?
No, I don't think that's how that works. In fact, I have no...
The more cancer you get, the more you're
right.
Immune.
All right. I have no immune system anymore, so... Yeah, I get everything, I'm sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, this also segments back to my part, which is...
Oh, just do your goddamn stuff.
All right. Welcome
ordinary
to the,
people.
And welcome to the Leander Show, home of ordinary people, the superhero, part one.
Yay! All right, so
I can't validate if this is sponsored by the comic book store 39th Street, New Jersey, but it might be.
Depends on how it ends.
How it's received.
So what I wanted to find out from you guys is, do you have a superpower? So I told you guys about my hypersynthesia, where I can feel when someone, if you hurt yourself, I feel it in the same place, right? That's my superpower. I'm working on it, and I'm trying to project it back to other people on the villains. We'll get there eventually. So I want to know, do you have a superpower? Like, what would it be if you had one? Because everyone knows flight and strength, whatever. We don't have that. That's silly. No one really has that. But we do have powers in our own right, right? Like, maybe your dad senses fire. I don't know.
He has the ability to see smoke.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
That's amazing. I was thinking about Olivia when I was thinking about this. So what if she has a power, like, wherever she lives, she can either, one of two things. She can either ensure that whoever lives in her future, in her home in the future, will one day meet her and they'll be friends one day. Like, we just became friends because she lived here and she somehow attracted me to her. But what if the other power is that she could be in any house and then look into the past and bring someone back and say, you lived in this house in the past, tell me what happened. And, like, maybe you save someone's life or something because someone got murdered.
I see where you're going with this. But my one question is this is this, like, traits that we have that we feel like we have better than people? Or is this, like...
It's a uniqueness about you that you could translate into a superpower, potentially. Because if you worked at it hard enough, if you really focus, we believe that maybe one day it could be a superpower.
No, none of mine would save any.
Yeah, no, I feel like the only thing I'm good at is being stubborn.
Well, no, I have two, and they're going to creep you guys out. The first thing I would say, I work retail, and I used to be a skateboarder, so I have really good reflexes, for the most part. Sometimes I'm in clutch, but... I'll get on the ladder at my job, I'll stand on the top, shoes will start falling, I'll catch them, like, leaning over, keep my balance, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have pretty good balance is one thing. Now, the weird one,
webbed toes.
Close. Actually, it's not close at all.
Damn it.
Led you on for a second. So, I used to have, my cousin used to stay over, and, like, he would stay over for, like, weekends, stuff like that, and if you spend enough time with somebody, you kind of know what their farts smell like. Okay. Yes, this is going where you think it goes.
Okay.
I feel like if I smell a fart, my farts can mimic those farts. I'm not making this up. Like, I don't know. No, for real. I came up with a theory, though, because...
This is sponsored by the Conference of New Jersey.
But this has been going on for probably about 14 years, I'm going to say. So, like, my cousins, like, they would come over, or I would go over to their house. And then, like, normally this is around somebody I'm with for about, like, 6 to 8 hours, I'll say.
All right.
When you're with somebody for that long, you probably have a meal together. You probably have, like, lunch or, like, something like that. And, like, I think us eating the same food or something like that, it might make the fart smell similar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like... You know, I'll smell somebody's fart, I'm like, that's terrible. And then I'll fart it out, like, 3 hours later, I'm like, that's slightly less terrible because it came from me. But it's still, like, generally the same scent. Yeah.
Interesting.
So if I can just fart in a cloud of, like, a burglary or something like that and just knock them out because they're stunned.
Well, because you know all the different types now. You just have to be able to choose and use them at the right time.
Deadlier farts than other farts.
Yeah, the silent but deadly.
Superpower is... Fart selection?
Yeah.
Fart selection.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah. Cool. I can use the SBD and just, like, you know, just, like, stealth it.
You can be in the sequel of Mystery Men.
I could be. Mm-hmm. But
you can replace the spleen.
I kind of want to do my own thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, yeah. I like to fart by myself.
Nice.
Maybe I'll, like, hang out with them for a little bit, like, see how they do things, like, see what how their powers are, see what their farts smell like,
right.
So I can build my repertoire of farts.
Right, true.
But
right.
After that, I'm kind of going solo.
So it's more like a fart collector.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I can't wait till we have the episode where we do the chili cook-off.
Theory. Let's do it.
I'm all about it. All
right. Okay, anyone else? I like that. All right, anyone else? I don't know, you were stubborn. That was starting. That's the starting point.
You have weird skin.
I do.
Oh, here we go.
So I have...
Like husk?
No, me and my... I get it from my mom. If I get like a cut or something, my immune system will actually attack itself. So it goes into overdrive to heal cuts faster. So they developed, they're called keloids. So it's like a faster healing on like cuts and scrapes and everything. So it's like,
so you're like Wolverine.
Yeah.
You're like Wolverine. Yeah, so yeah.
You're also like immune to poison ivy, right? You don't get poison ivy.
I've fallen in. My dad's like deathly allergic of anything poison ivy, sumac or whatever. Like he can walk near it and he's
already
coated. We were riding our bikes a couple years ago and I fell into a patch of poison ivy, which then rolled in. I rolled into sumac and poison oak. So my dad was like, "You need to stay away from me." Because I was covered in it, and I had no issues whatsoever at all. And I tumbled over the bike, hit, scraped and skidded through everything. I had cuts. I got cuts on the ivy and everything. No problems.
I like it. Super immune system.
It's way better than the farts.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I don't know. You ever
the fart the thing's fart, like really useful.
The fart is offensive.
Right.
It is.
The ability to heal myself is not going to ever make anybody go away.
Maybe you're my villain. Maybe I'll like fart and you'll just be completely immune to the fart.
Right? I don't even know.
Just start kicking my ass.
I just pinch my nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. As long as you bring a clothespin, you're immune to Rashid.
I'm developing new farts as well.
Ones that can take you out if you breathe through your mouth.
They're penetrating farts. Yes.
They get in your eyes.
Yeah.
Particles.
It's like pepper spray. Yes,
yes. Why are my ears bleeding? You're good, Rashid.
Oh, that's good.
New number one coming soon.
Nice.
Tim?
I'm just very sarcastic. I don't know if I have any other special ability.
Like Deadpool?
Yeah, no. Way better than Deadpool.
Like the cock knocker. Kind of
like the cock.
Kind of like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mark Hamill.
There it is. Mark Hamill, you're the best.
Ever. Nobody can dispute that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Sure, we'll slide. Olivia.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess I have good intuition. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. The only thing I ever thought of that, was weird that happened to me was, like, I knew my grandfather died before I found out he died.
Whoa.
Like, I just kind of felt it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you the clairvoyant?
I don't know. But that was, like, the only thing that's ever happened to me, though. Yeah. I kind of just felt it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh. And then the next morning, like...
They told you.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I was 10 at the time, but, you know.
All right.
I think you're pretty good musically. Like, I've never, like... We were playing Rock Band... And I don't know if they can just pick up a guitar and start playing along to the Rock Band song that you're playing.
Oh, like an actual guitar.
Yeah, like we were playing one of the Who songs with a group of friends. We used to play Rock Band religiously. That's how we met. Mm-hmm. I had my own Rock Band.
What were you guys called?
We were the Shirley Templars.
Nice.
I was Sheet and the Baconators. Me and my friends, we had one as well. And we just really like Baconators. So.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with that.
We should play a game of Rock Band one day.
Yes.
We can do that.
Yeah,
Olivia's an amazing singer.
Yeah, I mean, we
haven't played in a long time, but like the group of us, we were like the only people on Rowan's campus that went to Rowan After Hours that could play all of the songs on Expert.
Nice.
And just beat everything. Our drummer at the time, we were friends with.
Drummer's hardest.
He would turn the drum kit around, not face the screen, and drum Enter Sandman. But he was an actual drummer.
Okay. Yeah, it's so like that that South Park episode. He did it acoustically, or so to speak.
Yeah, that for Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
But, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought now.
We
were playing the Who song, and my the friend's house we were at, he's in a band. His guitar was sitting next to her. She just picked it up and started playing along while we're playing.
No way.
Like, the actual song.
Huh. That's interesting.
My musical talents stop at Rock Band.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for making it seem impressive. I did know the song, how to play it before, like, you know. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty good at music. I wish I was better at it. Yeah.
Alright, I like tapping in. The whole point is that we could form a team. We would just have to build our powers up. So, it's a good start. It's a good start. We'll see what happens. Part 2 and 3 coming later.
So you could just troll people.
Sure.
No,
into infinity.
Your nemesis would be Schuster, and you would probably lose.
Oh, you know what? I actually have a good segue about farts, about developing power. This is actually something that in a group text, me, Tim, and Leander started about a week or two ago.
That's right.
So everybody You know, sometimes you gotta spice up a meal a little bit. Sometimes you just have mac and cheese. And you don't want just mac and cheese. You have mac and cheese 2-3 days in a row. So you go into your pantry, you find your spice you like. Maybe it's some Saison, maybe it's some adobo, something like that. And we just take pictures and send it to each other. So you guys, if you actually follow us on Twitter, at Too Many Cheetos, at Mad Dog Tim. Leander, are you on Twitter?
Not yet.
All right, so just hashtag Spice Wars. And just send us whatever you put on whatever you eat, anything. Because yeah. I want to try it.
Right.
Like I said, I got to build this fart repertoire. So, like, I need these spices.
The more spices, the better.
Yeah.
That's true.
So what was yours again?
Dill. I like dillweed. Dillweed on anything. Yes. I love it. I'm a big dillweed fan.
The Sazador or whatever.
Yeah, it was like it was the next level Saison.
Yeah.
It was like Saison plus something else. And I had like Morton's Nature Blend salt and I put Parmesan cheese on like everything.
You can put Parmesan cheese on anything. And there's never too much Parmesan cheese.
No.
Yeah.
If people tell you put too much, you just don't need them in your lives.
Yeah.
Because you don't need that negativity.
So I was watching The Martian yesterday. I went to go see that with my girlfriend.
I really want to see that.
It's great. I definitely recommend it. Okay. Everybody should go see it. And I don't want to give a spoiler, but there's this part where, like, he's on Mars, so something breaks. And, you know, all the space Mars air starts rushing in. And he looks, he has these plants on the ground. He's, like, planting something so he can eat. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that just looks like Parmesan cheese. And then, like, I'm trying to, like, pay attention to the movie because serious things are happening. I'm like, man, I really want some Parmesan cheese right now. I'll put it on. Because I had pretzels, I was like, they're probably good on this.
They're probably good on everything.
Right, yeah.
On everything.
Like, even with the nacho cheese, Parmesan cheese.
On popcorn, it would probably be really good, too.
Yeah, they have those, like,
but that's like Parmesan
popcorn shakers.
But that's like salt. I think you could just put, like, straight Parmesan cheese on it.
Right. Yeah.
Like the shaker kind, not like the stringy.
No, I agree. Yeah, that's my go-to right there.
Nice, I like it. All right, Tim, you have any news over there?
News? You want to go to the news?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
You never asked to go to the news.
That's because you look sad.
I'm not sad. Spice Wars is important.
It is important. Well, we'll hashtag some Spice Wars.
Hashtag Spice Wars.
Hashtag Spice Wars better than Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yes. Well, the news, if we're going to go that direction, is sponsored by Superliminal Films. Make sure you go and find Superliminal Films on iTunes, on superliminalfilms.com, and you watch Memoirs of the Macabre, which is on season 4 right now. I just did their podcast. It was a blast. There was some other guy named Tim. They had 2 Tims on 1 episode.
Wow.
It was way too many Tims.
I'm just going to assume you were the better Tim.
I'd like to think so, because he's not here to defend himself.
Even if he was, I'm just going you.
That's fine. I appreciate it.
You're probably the best Tim that I know.
Yes.
Wow,
you have the superpowers of being witty, so.
That's true.
But you're the only Tim that I know, so you're the best Tim.
I'm the default.
But you're also the worst Tim.
You're the token Tim.
All right, well, I don't have a ton of news, which works, because we went on that adventure. So, we're going to... We got to start with the Star Wars trailer. That happened, and people were dumb about it, like they always are, because they made it racist. Of course.
They did.
They went bananas about there being a
boycott Star Wars. Yeah. Really?
There's a movement of hashtag
black people in space.
Yeah.
Boycott Star Wars 7 is a hashtag.
Wasn't there white people in the first Star Wars movie?
There was one.
There's Lando
Calrissian. Yeah, Lando.
Yeah.
There's just one in every trilogy. So you got Lando, and then you have Mace Windu, and now you have what's his name? I think
does he have a name?
Yeah, Finn.
I actually did see this. My thing about this, did you want to elaborate on this for a little bit?
You can elaborate on it.
I just don't really understand what the problem is, because the main character is an African American male, but the main villain, Kylo Ren, is actually played by Adam Driver, who's a Caucasian actor. He's one of my favorite actors. You can catch him on HBO Girls.
He's awesome on Girls.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites on Girls. He's the reason I watch the show, actually. And does that not count as a lead role? And why does it have to be something so sexist that, like, there is... Not that it even matters, but there's a leading Caucasian female in the movie. But that's not good enough for these people. Like, why does it, like... I don't know. It just boggles my mind that it's 2015 and people are thinking like if you're thinking about space and like something that's so like so much bigger than you that you can still be so narrow minded. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't really make sense to me.
I know.
You know why it doesn't make sense to you? Because you're not a racist.
That's true. Mm. That is true.
Yeah, we need a racist on the podcast.
I guess we're just gonna have to make up a character. Yeah, who wants to be the racist character?
No, it has to be real. It has to be authentic.
All right, well,
I think one of the problems is nobody really knows who the actor is that's playing Finn. I've never seen him in anything.
Right.
If it was like a Denzel or Samuel Jackson, I don't think anybody would say anything.
No, they'd still be. People would still be racist.
Why is Denzel the lead?
But
character?
Like, I think it would be less because it's like, oh well, he's already in the maze. Like,
right.
You like him in everything that you see him in for the most part. I think that might be some of it. I still think all of the hashtags and boycotting it, that's absolutely ridiculous. Just go see the movie, enjoy it, and shut up about your stupid problems with the movie.
And first of all, no one's going to boycott it. I don't really... All those people who say they're racist right now, they're going to be the first one watching it, and they probably have some fetish with black people. So I don't even think that it's a big deal. They just need to get over themselves and go watch it. I didn't even know that was a thing. I did think about it, though. When I saw the trailer, I was like, people are going to think about that.
Yeah.
But... first of all, I don't care about their lives, and second of all, that's going to be their loss at the end of the day. It's not going to be our loss.
It's going to be the biggest movie ever.
It is.
From the pitch patch, what am I going to say, like 4 minutes that I've seen of this movie just from trailers and stuff like that, it still seems like white people have the best character. Kylo Ren still looks like the best character. He's the character that I'm most interested in.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think this is stupid. This is definitely worth talking about because this is an issue. But we can just move on. I'm just going to keep going in a circle. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
And there was more blue people in the original trilogy than there was black people. Like, seriously, what are you so mad about?
It is, and it's, if you take it to that level, though, if you think about it to that next level, if it was an alien that was a random color, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care at all.
And actually...
It's only because it's a black character that they're upset. If it was an alien race that was some weird blue mishmash of what colors... No one would be upset. They would think it was cool. Like, oh, it's so cool. It's a really cool different race, a different alien, a different whatever is going to be the lead role. But a black person, oh, God, the end of the world. End of the universe at that.
just to clarify, just to give Star Wars a little bit more credit, this is actually not the third African American character they've had, but the third and a half, because didn't James Earl Jones do the Vader voice?
He did.
That should count, right? Because you're not seeing him, so it's kind of like
he's
what you know
favorites.
Of Vader is James Earl Jones,
right?
So that's like three and a half.
Yeah,
I'll give him his voice is magical.
Yeah,
oh, it is.
Yeah. I did read a thing online on James Earl Jones that if anybody would pay any amount of money to see James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman tickle each other just to hear it.
I want to see them do like one of those epic rap battles with those two.
Or put them on like the lip sync show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
could you imagine the two of them lip syncing something?
Stop.
I just want to see Morgan Freeman kind of do that like Christopher Walken thing where he's like dancing on the tables in that music video. I'd like to see that a little bit more. I'm sure he's got moves.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, he's God, so he kind of has to.
He has at least three moves,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll vouch for three.
Three solid ones.
So. Yeah.
The only other thing I would say about the Star Wars thing is that, you know, he could be a horrible actor, by the way. Like,
he might be terrible.
I saw the thing, and I was like, is he going to be good? I don't really know. Then that's a real complaint. That's a real issue to bring up. Like, I don't really know if he's going to be good. I don't really know that. I mean... Just from the little bit of acting he did do, I was like, that's mediocre. Mm-hmm. But who am I? I'm not a freaking actor.
I mean, in the last
but
two
that's the least as a good
I trust J.J. Abrams.
In the last two movies that came out, you had a really terrible lead in Hayden Christensen, who, oh my God. I think he's one of the main problems with the movie.
I don't, a lot of people say that, and I don't think he's a great actor, but I don't think... You know,
he wasn't helped by it being a bad movie.
Yeah, it wasn't a very well written movie.
Right, but
you know, because Natalie Portman wasn't doing her best acting in that, and she's in Black Swan, and she's incredible.
She's really good.
And you know, I just think that like sometimes you know, even if you're Robert De Niro, you get a crappy script, and there's only so much you can do. Sure. You know.
Yeah, but mediocre actor and crappy script. It's a train wreck.
He was alright in, what was that one movie? Jumper, I think? Where he could, like, teleport, like, here and there. That was alright. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Well played, next.
No, I still got more Star Wars stuff to tie into this that's not about racism. Once they debuted the trailer, Star Wars averaged 17,000 tweets per minute. That's insane. Yeah, that's a lot. Mm. Is that a lot? How many seconds are in a minute?
Think about it.
A lot. Jesus Christ. The tickets went on sale, the pre-order tickets for the movie, and crashed Fandango and all those sites. And just crashed, and you can't get tickets probably for a week. You know,
even with the black person on there?
Yeah, even with the black person. True. So that's it. That's actually all I wanted to add. J.J. Abrams did tweet about the racist comments, and he just said, like, I'm glad everybody's so excited for Star Wars. I don't care if you're white, black, blah, 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 blah. Nice. It was just, it was fairly basic, actually, but, like, it was nice that he did it.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, I'm aware that this is happening. You're all idiots here. Yeah. I love all of you, though.
I'm glad he's actually saying something and taking a stance, because, like I said, I just saw The Martian yesterday, which is, I don't want to say the wrong, Ridley Scott, I think, did The Martian. And he was in trouble because he did the Egyptian movie. I forget what it was. I forget what it was called. But it was all Egyptian, you know, supposed to be actors and everything. And he just got white male actors and kind of gave him the spray tan gloss over. So he kind of, like, saw a lot of heat for that. And, like, that's a big thing in Hollywood right now. They're doing a Ghost in the Shell movie. And they casted Scarlett Johansson as the main character. And it's specifically a female character, and I do think that's messed up, because there's black actors, there's Asian actors, and those people should get that work. Even, you know, bring this into the comic book realm, for Doctor Strange, the
Miles Teller.
No, I should have probably thought about this a little bit more. The what's his name? The guy that gets Strange's powers. I'm drawing a blank right now. The Mystic one? Yeah, like, they're getting, I forget the actress name also, but they wanted to get a white female actress to play an Asian older male, and they're just kind of like, you know, give these people work, because, you know, they're credible actors, they need jobs, and if they don't get jobs being their own race, like, what are they going to get casted for? Because they're not going to get casted as, you know, the next lead in the next Star Wars or anything like that, so, like, it's kind of a big thing. I think it's good that he's actually addressing it.
The only mixed bag there I could maybe, like, buffer that is that it's, I think it's just equally okay for a white person to play a ethnic character.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The problem being, though, that Asian Americans or whatever aren't getting enough jobs in the acting world, so it'd be nice to kind of put them in those roles. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to be like, oh, well, white people can't play any roles besides white people.
No, yeah. I think it's good because, like, you know, white people get a lot of the roles, but it's like, you know, when the shoe's on the other foot, like, whenever, you know, they do take a white character or a character that's black or, like, Asian or something, they make them white, there's not really an uproar. But, like, whenever you talk about making Spider-Man black, anything like that, the internet goes insane. Like, it's just like, no, you can't do this. Like, this goes against canon. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's just not, you know, these actors, these Asian actors, black actors, I don't feel like they're being as represented as, you know, when the shoe's on the other foot.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sticking with black characters, there's a new Firestorm on Flash, which is very exciting. The second Firestorm was actually a black character, and I was very surprised that they introduced him on the show, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, because on the show, the original Firestorm was Professor Stein and Ronnie Raymond. It was two white characters. Mm-hmm. They're fused together. In the show, Ronnie has disappeared, presumed dead. He's not dead. And Professor Stein was having all these sort of side effects from him not being there. Mm. And in the preview for the next show, the next episode, as of this recording, they showed the black character, I forget the character's name, but Franz Drom is the name of the actor who's playing the new Firestorm. But they had him fuse with Stein, which is cool.
Nice.
So I like that. It was really out of nowhere, though.
I'm excited that they're doing it just to keep Victor Garber in, because I really like Victor Garber.
He's really good. Yeah, he plays.
I like him as an actor in, like, everything I've seen him in. Mm-hmm. He's really good. and I'm glad that they're keeping the Firestorm character there, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's like, I think they're building up to Flash needing someone mm-hmm. that can really help him.
Right.
Because like, the villains have to get bigger and bigger, and there's still like a lot of villains lurking in the background. Like from season one, we still haven't really encountered Grodd as Grodd, and Flash certainly needs help with Grodd.
Yes, because Grodd is amazing.
Yeah.
More Grodd. And if you haven't watched the Flash TV show, you're missing out on really, really good TV.
You're missing out on Grodd.
That's me, yeah. It's in my queue for Netflix. I'm going to watch it.
It's so good.
This is the thing. My girlfriend asked me specifically not to talk crap on it this episode. So I don't know if this is in the same... After the snoring debacle of last week, I'm kind of in a doghouse right now.
Sure.
But, hi, I love you. I just want to say that first. But she's a very slow Netflixer. She can't Netflix at the pace that I Netflix in. Because, you know, there's... You get, you know, these are hour-long shows.
Right.
And once you watch them without the commercial, they're 45 minutes. So you can fit three into, you know, 2 hours when you should really only be watching two.
Right.
So I try to get six in. You know what I mean? That's the pace you really should be moving at.
Right, so you can get caught up. And
yeah, she can't handle more than three. So I have to, like, wait for her to go to bed and then watch TV shows. Because, and like, if I start something near, she's like, oh, well, you can't watch an episode without me. You can't skip me. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I never get to watch anything ever.
I'm sorry, you're in the doghouse again.
It's not your fault. Yeah. I did it to myself.
As long as in the doghouse, you can watch more Netflix.
That's going to be
awesome. It very well might.
I think you're going to get your own segment on the podcast. Yes.
The doghouse?
Yes. The doghouse. Right after Leander's dating corner, we go to the doghouse. So I have one more news story, and it's a pretty funny one. The question that people were asking was, did Steve McNiven actually pencil Uncanny Inhumans number one? So there was some confusion, because they advertised him as the artist, and when people got the issue, he was listed as the inker, and Jay Leiston was listed as the penciler, and people were like, well, that's bullshit, we bought it for McNiven, he's a big name artist, people like him, they're like, we bought it for him, he did the cover, what the hell? And people got really mad about it. And they're like, this art's bullshit. We don't like it.
No.
You guys, because he's always worked with Jay Leiston. He's always been his inker for, like, years now. And people complained. People were like, this shit's not as good. And then Marvel's like, okay, people. That's cool. It's a typo. It's Steve McNiven's art. You're assholes.
At least they called him out on it.
Good old internet.
Yeah, they're like, switched the names by accident. It's our fault. It's a typo, but you're assholes.
You're complaining about something that, if it was the other way, you would have said you loved it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And that just goes to show how much people are, you know, they don't really pay attention, because if somebody's your favorite artist, you should really be able to tell their style, their mark. And, you know, I just think it's because people love to complain.
Yeah.
That's really all it is at the end of the day. If you give them something to complain about, they'll definitely do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a sad world.
I was going to review that this week, but I chose not to. I chose a few other books. It was decent, but I'm going to let it go on a little bit longer, see how I feel about next issue.
I'm curious to see if they make Inhumans a big deal, since it's a big deal in their TV universe. So.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
I think they should.
Yeah.
Especially since they're not mutants.
I think there's going to be, you know, another big event with those guys, and that's really going to probably closer to that 2017, 2018. Is that when the movie's coming out?
If it's even still coming out, well,
I didn't listen to last week's podcast. I apologize to all of those part of the podcast, so I don't know if you covered it, but that the Fantastic Four rights went back to Marvel.
I didn't talk about that on the last one. That's not what happened. Exactly. That's the initial report.
Well, who is it? Fox is going to let Marvel make Fantastic Four movies.
No.
That's still
not what I heard.
Yeah, I was so uncertain about this, I wasn't going to talk about it.
Let's just...
Because I didn't know.
It's on the table now, so let's talk about it. Everybody just talk
about it. Nobody knows what's actually happening. Because they did report that they got it in exchange for Fox being able to do two shows that are X-Men themed. But I'm pretty sure Fox can already do that.
Well, no. To my understanding, Fox owns the rights to the X-Men movies. So they can make, you know, whatever movie they want. But I guess in the 90s when the X-Men television show did come out, that it was on Fox, but the rights belonged to Marvel at the time. So Marvel still owns the rights to show the X-Men on TV. Or maybe it's kind of hazy, like something that will turn into a legal battle. It's kind of up for debate.
Gotcha.
And they want to do two shows, one on FX, one on Fox, after the success of Gotham. So they're like, hey, you know, we really want to do this. We really want to pursue this, Marvel. What, you know, I guess they got in the talk. So Marvel, I actually think this was a smart move. This is how it went down. Marvel says, okay, you can do these two shows. We give you the rights to do these two shows. However, we want the rights to show Doctor Doom. We want the rights to show Galactus. And we want the rights to show the Silver Surfer. And now, from my understanding, they're in talks to kind of share those characters and make it more of a shared universe, which I personally love because I think it can fill everything out.
It just benefits all of us as viewers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It won't be the universe that you want, per se, but it'll be a little bit closer. It makes a lot more movies possible, right. A lot better movies possible. That's my understanding of that deal right now.
It won't be the universe you want because they're going to make a Secret Wars movie. Yeah, ruin everything.
Probably.
No, the movie will cut out an hour and a half into it.
Oh.
And it'll start with something else new that is covered at the end of the movie that you'll never get to see.
It'll be like Secret Wars 0.5, like how they did the Harry Potter thing. It'll be like 0.5, 0.75, 1.25.
No, like how Secret Wars isn't over yet, but all the new books have started. So, like, if you read any of the issue ones, some of the stuff that's happened, you have no idea why it's happened because you haven't gotten to read the story
of the ending.
Of the ending of Secret Wars.
Yeah, that, and it just, like, you know, I feel like, because I think, what issue are you on? Six right now?
Six.
Seven was supposed to come out by the end of this month, right?
I have a conspiracy theory.
Is this what? Yeah.
So my conspiracy theory was they knew that they were in talks with Fox and trying to get either the entire or part of the Fantastic Four characters back.
Right.
I think in Secret Wars they were going to bury them, kill them, whatever the case was. And now that there's a chance that they could get those characters back, they don't want to completely ruin their universe of those characters. So they're like, you know, everybody survives. All the Fantastic Four survives Secret Wars. They're going to rewrite it. That's my theory.
I agree with that. If you haven't been keeping up with Secret Wars, you got Ben Grimm. He's actually the S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. So he's kind of, like, removed from the main line of Secret Wars so far. He's a big part in, Siege, I think? I'm actually not reading it, so I don't really know. But I think, you know, the plan that they had for him to be part of Guardians of the Galaxy, that was going to be the thing. But for everybody else in the Fantastic Four, it did kind of seem like they were going in a weird direction. Like, they kind of wanted to kill these characters off. Especially with, if you read the last book, Valoria not picking a side, not really picking a go with the good guys, but still having a doubt against Doom. It seemed like she might still, like, this is all I ever know. Like, Doom's my father, to my knowledge. So she might go against, you know, the heroes and die. So, right. Like, anybody else, like, you know, anybody else in that universe probably would have gotten killed off. And you see the tension building between the normal Reed Richards and the ultimate, the maker Reed Richards. And it seems like, I love the maker. It seems like something's going
to
happen.
He just needs to be a villain in one of these movies. Like, an overarching, great. Like, a whole bunch of movies put together with him as the head villain. Because
hopefully it's just not a new Avengers movie.
Right. But evil Reed Richards is one of my favorite characters.
Really?
Easily.
Yeah. Why? I don't know anything about him because I refuse
to. He's like the ultimate evil because of how intelligent he is.
Okay.
Like he takes a real, like, cryptic and, like, just really super, there's no flaw to his plan approach and to be a bad guy. Mm. So it's like you have someone that's the smartest person in existence and all they want to do is be the bad guy and be perfect at it. He's gonna be the best bad guy.
Sure.
It's like he's not so much of a nihilist as, like, he makes you a nihilist. It's like, there's no point in you trying anything, because anything that you try, I've already calculated, I've already come out with the formula. Like, there's no way you can defeat me.
Because at the one
point, he's just purely evil.
He's got his head in a machine where he's expanded his brain.
Yeah.
So he can think faster and everything. So he's already figured everything out that could ever possibly happen in any way, shape, or form. So he's, like, almost, like Galactus-level, like, bad guy. Like, not, like, power, but just, like, in the ability.
He's definitely a good villain.
Do you see the flaw yet? Is the flaw coming out? Like, oh, but your flaw is you hate flowers. I don't know.
The Cabal, which is the group that he's with, they're kind of working with the Avengers right now. And him in a team format just really doesn't work, because his only flaw is that he can't empathize. He doesn't empathize. He has no empathy. So any kind of decision they're making of, like, oh, we should kill Doom and that'll just fix the problem, like, that's how he's thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But everybody else is like, no, this has been the way this has been for, like, 8 years. This is all these people ever know. Like, you can't just kill the god and be done with it. There's variables. There's things that are going to happen.
Right.
And of all people, you should be the person that knows this.
Gotcha.
You know, and it's...
So he'll be alone forever.
I am actually excited to see how they wrap it up. But they just need to wrap it up. It's mm-hmm. going on too long. I didn't want this going into December.
Yeah. I hope he survives Secret Wars, the maker. I hope so.
He has to.
Does he?
Yeah.
Marvel.
Well, just like you were saying, they start, you know, all these new number ones, and he's the main bad guy in all... not all new, all different Avengers, just all new Avengers. He's the main bad guy. Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, the Secret Wars, the maker's still alive.
Somehow. We don't know yet.
They spoil it themselves.
Yes.
But we That's know so the end cool. of their story, and it doesn't involve him dying. Yeah,
and Victor Von Doom's beautiful.
Very, very suave looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, man. Well, that's all I got. I'm actually going to call the episode now. We went a little long. And we'll do reviews on a minisode coming soon.
All right.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Olivia and Cliff, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Rashid, you're the best. Lou will be back soon. Hands.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to take my place. I'm not going to be here for much longer. Tim said it was only going to be one episode. I leaked into a second one.
You'll be here.
You'll be around.
Yep. So, thank you for listening. And remember, rate, review, all that stuff. Find us on iTunes. Find us everywhere. You can find us. And keep downloading. All right? Thanks a lot.
So, I fucked up. So, the actual... The actual news that I was trying to say is that they casted Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One in Doctor Strange. That's the actor. That's the movie. That's it.
This, the 4th of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!